Next up, should we be jailing less and dishing out more community service type punishments instead? This is the suggestion from a top judge called Lord Thomas. He says that in order to tackle high prison populations, we should consider giving tough community penalties in some cases instead. The commentators Emma Wolfe and Lembit Opik with me this morning. Sorry you had to wait while I talked nonsense, Emma. Good morning to you.
It was delightful.
Good morning, Lembit.
I'm sure you won't apologise to me.
Good morning. Does prison work, Lembit?
No, it doesn't. Very rarely it does. If you actually want to contain a criminal, then prison can work because you can't commit a crime if you're locked away. But in terms of reform or the idea that you can give somebody a better life afterwards, it just doesn't seem to be effective. And we know this because lots and lots of people, there's plenty of data about this, lots of people say they go into the prison and they learn how to commit more crime. There's a huge amount of what's called recidivism. That means you come out, you reoffend, you go back in. The second thing is, let's be honest about it, a lot of people who are in prison have actually got mental health issues. Just locking them away does absolutely nothing to solve that problem. Perhaps what's been suggested now, which is a tough intervention without the cost of prison, while we get these people to do something useful for society, is a much smarter idea.
Emma?
Well, I just think that we're going about this the wrong way. I think that this High Court judge is, you know, responding to the fact that we've got overcrowding in prisons, that we've got lack of prison space, a lack of judges as well. But either someone is a criminal or they're not, right? The punishment should fit the crime. We don't adjust sentences and adjust punishment simply because of these budget problems. And actually, Lembit's right, this is not a solution. We've got to tackle the causes of crime, which are abuse, child neglect, addiction, mental illness, and we've heard today about very high rates of suicide amongst prisoners. But you can't just go for the softer option simply because we're running out of prison space. We've known about this for decades. We've had overcrowding for decades. In England and Wales, the population is now over 85,000.
I don't think that prison is actually the harder option. I think that if you've been watching some of the coverage recently, a very insightful BBC programme on this, it looks like a lot of the time the prisoners can do pretty much what they want because it's easier to control them. We know there are plenty of drugs in prisons. We know that it may not exactly be a party atmosphere, but it isn't that demanding. Now, by contrast, whether or not this senior legal person has come to his conclusion because of financial restrictions or otherwise, I think that a sharp intervention which involves doing meaningful work for society rather than being locked up, and secondly, retraining people to give them an alternative to recidivism, in other words, committing crime again, is a much better idea. It might not even be much cheaper because you still have to make sure you know where they are, what they're doing, and you have to give them training. But I'd rather spend that than £40,000 a year locking someone up in what amounts to a school for crime.
Yeah, but Michael Gove is saying that many criminals should be released after they've served a fraction of their sentences. How's that going to go down? What's the point of sentencing then? Where's the deterrent for crime if you know that you're just going to have a community service? We all know that's a softer option.
It's not a softer option if it's formatted correctly. You are right to say that Michael Gove seems to have now got himself in a bit of a mess by, let's say, prison sort of works, but something else sort of works too. And you're also right, if it's just a financial consideration, that doesn't do anything to make the public or society safer. But on the other hand, if Gove and if others were to say, what we're going to do from now on is we're going to assess the criminal, we're going to work out whether they've got a mental health issue, and if so, we'll deal with that. Or if they haven't got a mental health issue, we're going to make them work very hard for society and pay back pretty much directly what they've done wrong by coming out, getting trained and doing the job. Now, that's different. If it's just a community order that they can laugh in the face of, then you're correct. It can be done right. Other countries have done it right. But we're stuck in this ridiculous situation where we have 85,000 people all locked up and really just not doing anything other than just waiting to come out to commit crime again on the whole.
I'm just wondering why they're proposing these things called problem-solving courts. And if I was a victim of crime, how would that make me feel? And I'm not talking about petty crime. I'm talking about the most serious crimes. How does that make us feel that they're not locked up, actually, that they haven't been deprived of their liberty?
Well,
they're
if they're in
the community, is it even safe?
If the depriving of liberty is regarded as the best way to punish somebody, you're right. I don't think it is the best way. But sitting in prison, watching telly and doing whatever you have to do there just isn't the right solution. When I was an MP, I started talking to the prison in Shrewsbury about creating what in the old days was called the chain gang to try and get the canal reopened for various reasons. That's a phrase they used to use in America anyway. And they were going to be taught crafts and skills in order to be able to reactivate the canal. Now, we didn't get that far to actually get it going, but the guy in charge of the prison said this is a good idea because it gives skills. It means they're making a useful value-added contribution to society rather than simply being locked up. You know, the prisoners actually wanted it too. So, in a sense, the problem here is superficial statements from ministers. I think you're right. He hasn't really described it very plausibly yet. But there is a kernel of a great idea in this, where we've got lots of able-bodied men, largely, who are sitting in prison. Maybe they don't even feel that they're being punished. You know what? The answer to your question, if these problem courts, or whatever they're called, mean that the prisoner, the criminal, is actually given a very intense sentence which involves putting something back into this community that they've damaged, then I would actually be satisfied with that, more satisfied than thinking that taxpayers' money is paying £40,000 a year for these people just to wait to get out again.
Here's John Lisburn. Morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Go ahead, John.
I'd just like to say we have to deal with the issues. Why do people offend, you know? I was saying on the phone there that there is an organisation in Manchester, the life of me I can't remember them, but I know they're a church organisation that they've seen 2,000 young offenders rehabilitated, and the local probation officer is a bit annoyed because he hasn't seen one. And what I'm really saying is that we have to deal with the moral questions here, you know, which in society today we seem to be getting away from, you know, the consequences of your actions, which is what I was brought up to. And I think that really, as our good friend there is saying, sending men into the lap of luxury for 18 months is not going to get them to consider their actions. Whereas maybe dealing with the consequences of our actions in community service might actually get them to think about their actions.
John, even more is dealing with the causes rather than picking it up later on down the line, going right back to the beginning and dealing with, you know, lack of education, abuse, neglect, addiction, yes. Mental illness.
I'd agree with you entirely, but how are we going to deal with that? You know, I happen to be a Christian. I believe that we really need to put time and effort, and we need to help people where they're at. I'm not saying that we wrap them up in cotton wool, but we do have. There comes a time in everyone's life, no matter what abuse and what has happened to you, that, you know, you've got to say, this happened to me. Let's face it. Let's deal with it. And as a Christian, I believe that God can help people to be completely changed, and I've seen it. I've seen guys who actually murdered people, and they're completely changed, and they're sorry for their actions, and that's something that in society we don't say sorry anymore, you know. And I mean, I'm not having to go at our politician friend there, but if more people stood up and said, "Look, I'm sorry, we got that wrong," you know, it might be a better role model for, you know. I mean, I don't want to get into it because I just think today that there is a God out there who can help people deal with it.
Oh, I go to a church called Oasis. It's kind of quite a radical church in central London, and they would agree with what you're saying. Now, that does not... None of this absolves the criminal from responsibility, but what you're saying is very sound. Ultimately, the question is, are we trying to make society better or are we trying to get retribution? I suppose there's a little bit of the second for a lot of people. I don't tend to go into that myself. David Trimble said something very interesting many years ago. He said, just because someone's got a past doesn't mean they can't have a future.
Okay.
And I think we have to operate our society like that, and prison doesn't do that.
Okay, Limbert, thank you. Emma, thank you. Morning to you. John, thank you.